Annie, you received an email from one of our listeners about a very mysterious creature. Can you read it to us, please?
I'm after finding this baby, which seems to be hibernating in a box in my workshop. No idea what to do with it, as I've disturbed it when I was searching for something else. I moved it to another box, surrounded it with wood chippings and shavings, and I thought of yourself and inquire, could you suggest telling me what it is? And this came in from County Kildare, from Jessica McHale.
Now, can you describe the picture, Raina, please?
Yeah, well, what she has is a box on a desk.
What kind of box? Is it a big box, a small
box? I don't know. I can't see the box at all because the box is all full of shavings. It's
right,
a big
okay,
box,
yeah.
I suppose. It would be the size of a A4 page, maybe bigger. And it's full of all these shavings. And in the very centre of it, there's this rusty brown colour object. I mean, you focus in on that, you can see that it's a tiny little animal. You can see its little eyes peeping out at you, and it's along its nose and ears, and it's that colour and quite roundy. And it was obviously hibernating. Now, none of our small mammals in Ireland hibernate. Rats don't hibernate, mice don't hibernate, shrews don't hibernate. The only little small mammal that hibernates is the dormouse. And strange though it may seem, we actually have dormice in County Kildare. They came over in a load of hay about 20, 30 years ago, over from England, because they were in the load of hay that came over for the horse people who import hay. And it has spread in a very small area in Kildare. And it actually hibernates maybe for 4 or 5 months every year by doing that exact thing, finding a place, covering itself up with shavings and wool and wood and things, and going asleep then for the winter. This was the one they had in Alice in Wonderland, you remember the dormouse. But people are not very familiar with it in Ireland because it hasn't spread very rapidly the way shrews have and other things. So what she has sent in is a wonderful picture of a hibernating dormouse. So she put it in the box, covered it up again, left it alone, and I'd say it's snoozing away now till April at any rate, because it's a bit cold to be waking up if you're a dormouse.
I don't think I've ever seen a dormouse.
Well, unless you're down in Kildare at the right time, they're very hard to see. It's called the hazelnut dormouse, or a particular species, and they feed on hazelnuts and that sort of thing. But they actually hibernate.
And why aren't they spreading? Why wouldn't they be in any other county? Why just Kildare?
Because they obviously, you know, don't have so many babies, don't move very far, you know, find it hard enough to manage and that sort of thing, and find hazelnuts and things like that. And they were brought here inadvertently. But that's what it is anyway. So a hazelnut dormouse, isn't it?
Hazelnut dormouse.
Hazelnut, because there's a few other species as well, but that's that's the hazelnut one.
I can't remember, Anna, have they hairy tails? I think they have. What frightens people about mice and rats, I think, is the naked tail. It's snake-like, and people get into a terrible tizzy because a mouse runs across the floor. But if a dormouse ran across the floor, I think that people would like to stroke it and be nice to it. Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I think when people see mice and rats, they don't even wait to see their tails. They just think, yucks, these horrible creatures. People don't like mice and rats. I think if they had a furry tail, I don't think that would improve their likability. The dormouse isn't probably likely to run across your floor anyway,
no,
because
not,
it couldn't do that. But anyway, it's just interesting that something that we've always maybe in Ireland thought of as part of the Alice in Wonderland, you know, the Mad Hatter's tea party where they're putting the dormouse into the teapot and all of this, that it is actually a real thing and they have come to live in Ireland. They're not an invasive species. They're not doing any harm. They're not pushing out things the way the white-toothed shrew has pushed out the pygmy shrew and taken over habitat there. This doesn't seem to be behaving like this, and it isn't spreading very far. But it is in County Kildare, and that's a hibernating one. And well done for taking the picture and sending it in to us, who know everything, of course.
Niall, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, just to say, in case people are wondering, the name dormouse has nothing, obviously, to do with doors for getting in and out of rooms. It's from sleeping. It means sleeping mouse, like dormir in French. So that's because the mouse that hibernates, so hence the name.